Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and happy Halloween. This is The Parenting Show and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I'm excited because it's Halloween and we are doing our special time out edition with my amazing guest co-host, Miranda Malasani and Sarah Blackwood. But we have someone else joining us, you know, because it's Halloween and you have to. And I'm talking about Angel Morgan. She is a, I already screwed up your name, Angel. Your title, tell us, what is your title?
I am a psychic and animal communicator. And I have my best friend with me. This is Whitey. She's the boss of our company. We call her Boss Cat. And she's always with me. So this is what I do. I talk to animals and I'm also a psychic for people as well.
Amazing. So you guys can't see it at home, but we're all on Zoom. So Whitey is this adorable black cat she has with white paws. It's like Whitey's wearing little boots. It's the cutest thing ever. So Miranda and Sarah, happy Halloween. Angel, happy Halloween. Are you guys super stoked or what?
So excited. Yeah,
I am. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
No, thank you. I figured, you know what? Like, oh, Halloween. I love Halloween. And we got to do something different. We got to do something special. Like Miranda and Sarah, are you guys Halloween girls?
Yes and no, but yes, because I love any kind of like holiday or excuse to dress up or to hang out with friends and go to a party or for the kids get really excited about getting dressed up. But I mean, admittedly, the candy thing gets to me, you know, and I
think it gets any mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
The experience is fun. The experience is so fun. The kids love it. Yeah, it's great. And it's also the kickstart to Christmas, which I love Christmas. So
yes, Christmas is my favorite.
I'm totally with you there. And I used to do the Switch Witch with the kids. Did you ever do the Switch Witch where
what is that? Oh,
what's the candy Switch Witch? What's that?
So like when my kids were a little younger, I totally like the Switch Witch would come and you have to leave the Switch Witch all like the food dyes, like all the candy that has all the really junky junk stuff. And they get to choose a certain number of candies. Well, like, you know, the approved ones that mom would be okay with. Being a nutritionist, like Halloween, like you said, is like they eat so much and then their immune system gets messed up afterwards. And it's just a bad cycle. So Switch Witch takes the yucky candy and leaves a beautiful gift on the door in exchange for the candies.
Oh
so
my God. Years,
it was like the best because like they were having fun, they collect their candies, they get to keep a little bit, and then they get a cool gift, whatever it was, like you know.
And it's indicative of magic, right? That there whole idea of that magic.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a great idea.
But my now 12-year-old at the time, I think he might have been like 9, he's like, you know, mom, I'm just gonna do a Google search on the Switch Witch because I want to learn more about the Switch Witch. And I was like, yeah, and like yeah. So anyway, that started. So my little one's still kind of, you know, he's 8, but it's pretty much gone now. And they're like, candy. Yeah.
So, okay. Did everyone dress up today? And what do the kids dress up as? Sarah?
So I always like to wait until kind of the last minute because they literally change their minds every day of what they want to be for Halloween. So they get excited in the beginning of October. They know what they want to be. And then you like go and do, you know, I always say to them, like, just wait, we're going to wait because I know you're going to change your mind. Anyway, they ended up being Giorgio was, or is a Fortnite character. Luigi is like me. He just picked random pieces from the Halloween store and from his like closet and put a thing together with some nunchucks. And Romeo is going to be a red dragon with swords in his back, like that he can shing.
That is amazing. Did you dress up today, Sarah?
Batman.
Amazing.
Johnny and I are Batman and Robin.
Oh my God.
So hold on. You're
Batman
so
and Johnny's
cool.
Robin?
I love couples.
Johnny's
costumes.
Robin. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Miranda.
My costume, it's not like sexy Batman. It's legit one from like, it's a man,
yes!
Like the muscles in it and stuff.
I love it. Miranda, okay. What about you guys?
So the boys are the 6-foot dinosaurs, you know, the ones where like they had, like it's all blown up inside.
Oh yeah.
So One is green and one is brown. I can't believe how fast they agreed on it. It was like you, Sarah, like I never, like usually it's always changing their mind, but it was like, nope, this is it. And I'm like, perfect. Got it. And I'm a unicorn.
Oh, a unicorn angel. Did yes. you dress up? Do you dress up for Halloween?
Well, you know, what's really funny is this is my first year. My son is now 17 years old. So he's doing his own thing where I am only dressing up for the kids. But on Instagram, I actually am using a filter costume.
I saw.
Oh my God. And so I look better as dead me than I do as alive me. And it's like my favorite costume ever.
You actually look like, is it like a corpse bride?
It is. It is. It's actually a corpse bride filter. Yeah.
It looks amazing on you. You look fantastic. Oh, blue.
Oh, it was funny. It was fantastic. And it felt really good. Like I didn't want to leave that filter. Like it was so cool. But Miranda or Sarah, you were talking about the dinosaur. When my son was a little boy, he had this green dinosaur costume, and it was great because every year he wanted to be that dinosaur. So until he was from about 3 to 7 years old, I like actually had to cut a bottom half off, and I had to redo it every year because he was growing. And that was his favorite costume. It was awesome.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. See, like, I wanted to do a whole like theme between me and the three kids. Marcus didn't want to take part, so he's Pikachu. While the girls, Samantha, Liliana, and myself, we are all like from Harry Potter, and we've got our Gryffindor uniform and our Gryffindor cloaks, glasses, everything. So I even have my like my special Harry Potter Vans, like Gryffindor edition. So like because you guys know I'm a huge Potter head.
That's
like,
awesome.
These costumes Pina showed me the other day, and we were on FaceTime, and I'm like, this, like, they're amazing. Like those Vans are so super cool. You did such a good job putting that together.
Yeah, I was like, I just love it. I love dressing up. Halloween is so much fun. It's exciting. It gives us some time just to escape reality, I find. Yeah. And then just like put on a costume and you get to be someone else for a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
How great is that? And how great is that during this like never ending pandemic, right? But there's the whole other side to Halloween, and that's the spiritual side. And they say that the veil is thinning out as, you know, we approach Halloween. Like right now it should be at its thinnest between Halloween and All Souls Day. But Angel, can you explain to everyone listening at home? Cause they're probably thinking, what is she talking about? What veil? What is this?
So there are on my path, there are many realities and many places that we can touch that are beyond our own. And so at Halloween, all of those different realms or dimensions get to touch each other. We get to visit with each other in a way that's tangible for all of us. And it's really cool because, you know, as a psychic, one of my mandates is to help people understand that everyone is intuitive. Everybody is psychic to one degree or another. And we experience this every single day, whether it's in choosing the food we're going to eat or experiencing what our kids are going through every day when they come home, you know, that kind of thing. But at Halloween, at this time, the walls are going so thin, the veil is becoming so thin that we can actually interact more freely with those on the other side, and they can interact more freely with us, and they want to, right? So our ancestors, our grandmothers and our grandfathers, and it's really interesting because whatever you feel during the year, whatever you see during the year, it's going to be amplified, right? And it's such a cool and fun time to be able to connect. This is why at this time of year, it's one of the really, really cool things to do is to go and get a reading, right? Go and connect to mom or to dad. Now, Christmas actually is another time where the veils grow very, very thin, but in a different way. That time is a time of peace and love. And because we're a collective, as human beings. That's the energy we put in. So it's a different vibration that we're connecting to our ancestors on. On Halloween, it's literally about the dead, right? At Halloween, it's about, hey, you know what? We're thinking about the dead. We're thinking about, you know, the horror films and all that kind of stuff. So we're creating an energy where the dead can actually reach over and, hey, come and talk to me. And I'm not saying that in a creepy way.
That's pretty cool and pretty scary.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's scary only because we're not used to it. We're scary only because our society is tangible and we're not taught that that's a normal part of who we are. And it actually is a really normal part of who we are, being able to talk to our ancestors. And we actually do it every day. We do.
I love it. We are talking all things Halloween on the show today because it is Halloween and it's our special timeout edition. What a combo. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. It's myself. It's Miranda Malasani, Sarah Blackwood, and Angel Morgan.
Now back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. You are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And guys, it is our special timeout edition. It's the show where we just talk about whatever we want. It's with my special guest host, Miranda Malasani and Sarah Blackwood. And today being Halloween, we decided to bring on another friend. And I'm talking about Angel Morgan. Angel Morgan, a psychic and animal communicator. And who better to talk to on Halloween than Angel? You know, like we were talking about the veil thinning out and communicating with the dead. Sarah and Miranda, I need to know, have you guys ever had any experiences with anyone who's passed on?
In terms of like dreams or anything? Like
anything.
Kind of, yeah, anything. I have. So when my grandfather passed away about 7 years ago, and he so he was more of like almost like a father figure to me. So really, really hard for me to move past his passing. And so one night I was like, you know what? I just like, I need to know where you are, Zadie. Like I need to feel you. And so that night I had this dream where it was like a dream where I've never, you know, Pina knows this about me. Dreams like tell me a lot. I have a lot of prophetic dreams. I have there's different dreams I have. This dream was like nothing I've ever experienced before because the visual component of it. And so he took me to where he was. He showed me walking, he was walking with his sister, and he showed me what his sister looked like at this stage that they're at, but I never saw her at that stage. And then months after, I saw a picture of her. So my dream showed me something that I never saw. So the confirmation.
Okay, so that's not a dream. That's a journey. So that's what we call the in-between place or the meeting ground. So a lot of people have those awesome dreams where you go to this place called the Akashic Records. It's the library of the all. It's like a room within a room limitlessly. And there's a place where you can actually go and meet with your ancestors. So you were actually with him. That wasn't a dream. Okay.
It was so beautiful because it was so vivid and beautiful. And in the feeling, and my son at the time was sitting across the table, and I'll never forget the feeling of that moment. Yeah. And that's why I didn't feel it in any other dream. So yeah, that's great confirmation. Yeah.
But oh also the key to that is the fact that, you know, you saw his sister and it was something you'd never seen before afterwards when you saw her picture. That's that little key. Like we find those, we call them validations and confirmations. And then when you see stuff like that, it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. Wow, that was a cool dream. No, that's the kind of clue that says, no, you weren't dreaming, sweetie. You were actually there.
Well, and so I have a quick question. I don't want to hijack the conversation, but I have a question about this. Pina knows. So I had a dream the other night about somebody and it wasn't a great dream. And then I hadn't seen this somebody for a long time. And I saw her in waking life the next day on the street in a place where I was like, so I have these dreams where they're, you know, like, and you never know, like Pina and I talk about it. You never know the true meaning of it because it kind of sits you in this place of like, okay, I know there's confirmation. I had a dream about this person. I see them in my waking life the next day. But there's no actual true understanding. Just like, oh, there's an acknowledgement that my intuition's like,
yeah. You know? And sometimes that's all it is. Like, so sometimes we'll have a dream, right? It won't make a lot of sense. And then you'll see the person the next day. You could be actually in their dream dealing with their stuff, or they could be in your dream, or it could just be something going, hey, you know what? your intuition is correct. You're going to be meeting this person the next day. Sometimes it's as simple as that. You know, people love to read into dreams. And sometimes it's just a potato is a potato. You're going to meet the person the next day. And that's all the dream was there to show you.
Oh my gosh.
And that's Sarah, really, what is your astrological sign?
I'm a Sagittarius. So I'm like, I'm like on the cusp of Sagittarius and Capricorn. So I'm December 21st. So almost like still Sagittarius, but on the,
you're a solstice baby. Okay. Yeah. So that's why you're a dreamer. Yeah. Because solstice babies are dreamers. So that makes sense. Sorry. I didn't mean to go ahead.
Thank you. So, okay. So Sarah, I want to know, what about you? Have you ever had any experience with someone who's passed on?
Yeah. So, I'm actually kind of a skeptic, to be totally honest.
Oh no, this is great. I love it.
Love skeptics.
And Angel, I'm sure you have spoken to lots of people who have had their different experiences and their different opinions or what this and that. So, I actually just a couple days ago hit the 7-year mark of my mom passing away.
Oh,
I have a lot of friends that are like, you need to talk to her every day and do this and do that. And I find it hard. I find it hard to do that every day. So, but every once in a while I'll sit down and I'll talk to her a little bit. And, cause I actually have always wanted to talk to like a psychic or a medium, because her passing was like, it was sudden. So, anyway, this one day I was sitting down, it was last summer, I was having a really hard time with everything going on around us, family life, relationship life, everything. And I just sat down and I was like, please just show me a sign that you're around. I need to know like that you're here. And again, I'm skeptical. Like I've had tons of dreams about her, and she's always a different age in the dreams. Just like what you said, kind of like, I've been in a dream with her where she's 35 years old and then she's 50 and then she's 29 and I've had lots of dreams about her. But anyway, her nickname was Bird, and I have on my windowsill with her urn, I have this little wooden hummingbird that I sit there because a friend of mine gave it to me when we were at the Junos, and my mom was at that Junos with us. And anyway, it reminds me of her because she was such a sweet, quiet little being but just had so much energy to her. And so then very next day I was on the phone with somebody, and it was a friend of mine, I was trying to talk through what I was going through, and a hummingbird flew like right up to my face, like maybe 3 feet from my face, and stared into my eyes for like a good 4 seconds. Oh my God. And I've never seen hummingbirds in my neighborhood. I've never seen them. Like, I was on my back porch, never seen one before around my house. And this hummingbird that looks exactly like the little wooden one that I have flew up and looked at me for like 4 seconds. Nice. And I was like, Mom?
Yeah. And it's interesting because that is exactly what that is. These are signs that our loved ones are around us. And that's actually a really important one for you have had in that moment, not just from her, but from spirit, because like you said, you were going through a lot, and hummingbird is literally the symbol of stillness in movement and movement in stillness, right? So when things are really hard, how do we keep ourselves going, right? When things are really good, how do we find those moments of quiet? So that's a really cool symbol, not just for your mom, but for you too. It was about healing your heart. When you saw it, it was actually giving you your medicine. And that's something else I do too. I work with spirit animals, right? And so when we see those types of spirit animals, we need to know that not only are ancestors with us, but you're also being guided and shown the kind of healing that you need. And that medicine was put right in front of you. And being skeptical keeps you healthy, by the way. Okay. Because the reality is I have people who come in and they're nodding their head and they're like, yeah, 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 this is really great. This is yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, do you even, you know, believe, like, does this even resonate with you? And they're like, no. Well, why are you really, this does not make my job easy. Skeptics are real. they'll actually turn to me and go, I don't know if I really resonate with that. Oh, thank you for saying that, because then I can talk to your guides, your guardians, your angels, your archangels, right? And for you, very particularly, and it's so funny, as soon as you were talking, all I kept seeing was summer, and you're like, it was last summer. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Your mom is with you, and one of the things you need to know is you're starting to come into a really, really good place, and she's really, really proud of you. I feel like even just recently, there was this kind of heavy energy around you, but I feel like you're really starting to break through that. It's like a whole new revelation of yourself, and she needs you to know that she's really proud of you.
Aw, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Are you doing something with book learning? Something about book learning or something with books?
No, but I just stopped doing homeschooling with my kids since kids are back in school now.
Okay. That's it.
That's the book.
I loved homeschooling. I loved it. We homeschooled till we were like in grade 4. When the pandemic hit, it was actually easier for my son to transition because we had homeschooled. I loved every moment of that. Okay. That was awesome.
I had something for that.
Yeah, that's a beautiful message, eh, Sarah?
I have 3 boys and they just missed hanging out with their friends a lot. Like we got through it, and you know, it by the 3rd time around, I was like, I'm done. Like, you guys are going outside. You're going to learn about nature. You're going to learn how to do laundry. You're going to learn how to clean. Like, you know,
okay, but see, I only have the one,
but you'll be able to fold your laundry. So we're good.
Yeah, I only have the one. So it was easier.
So Angel, something weird just happened to me recently. Mm-hmm. I have a Ring doorbell, and so I get like the chimes go off anytime that there's movement by my doors. And so it kept going off late at night. And so I look out my window because it faces the front of the house. And I'm like, maybe a car is driving by and it's setting it off. No cars, no nothing. And it kept going off. So I took a look at the cameras and there was a clear orb just zooming around like crazy. And I was like, what on earth is going on? So it stopped. I put my phone away. So I didn't look at the camera. It happened again. And right away, I thought my dad passed away 6 years ago. And so I said, okay, spirit, if this is my dad, please make it go off again. It went off another 3 times. And it was crazy active. Like, I've got to show you guys this video. Like, it's recorded. So I have it. It was absolutely insane and like nothing I've ever experienced before in my life. Like, I was like looking for everything, every possible sign. I'm like, street light glare or a car or anything. Yeah. I'm like, there was nothing. And it was pitch black outside.
So I work with this paranormal investigator. I have to tell you, I never believed in using kind of gadgets and stuff for ghosts and hunting and that kind of stuff until recently when I worked with this particular gentleman. It was really cool because every time I went in, I would experience something. And at the same time, one of the machines would go off. So it was quite validating. But the reason I bring this up is because with you, particularly in this circumstance, you did everything right. You ruled out all the practical before you jumped to the spiritual. And on top of that, you did something that nobody usually does, which is, okay, you know what? If this is spirit, if this is my dad, prove it. Show me. We're a tangible society, so we want confirmation. Normally, like this guy that I work with, he's all about, you know, orbs are dust bunnies. That's all they are. They're dust bunnies that are floating in front of the camera and you can't prove it to me otherwise. So when you ask those questions and it's validated and confirmed, that's like a whole nother level. So was it your dad in that particular case? As you were speaking, I was tapping into that particular moment, which is something a psychic can do. And what I got was that it was actually a vagrant. It was a spirit. It was just something that was passing by, something that was there. And when you asked for that confirmation, that's when your dad came in. So your confirmation that your dad is around, or was it your dad? It wasn't your dad, but then your dad showed up at the end.
Oh my God. It's spooky, spooky, spooky stuff happening on the parenting show tonight, because guys, it is Halloween and we've got Angel Morgan joining us, psychic and animal communicator. We've got Miranda, we've got Sarah, and we've got more after the break. So don't go anywhere, because you're tuned into Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And this is the Parenting Show.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Halloween and happy Sunday. You are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Guys, it is our special timeout edition with Miranda Malisani and Sarah Blackwood. The show where we just talk about whatever we want. But it's Halloween, so we're talking all things Halloween with our friend Angel Morgan, psychic and animal communicator. We've been talking about all kinds of fun and spooky, but fun things. Angel, in the last segment, right before the break, you had mentioned something about our spirit animals. So I thought it'd be fun if maybe you can tap in and tell Miranda and Sarah and myself what our spirit animals are.
Oh, I love doing that. I love doing that. So yours, Pina, is the owl. And it's actually about wisdom. And it's so funny that you like Harry Potter. That just clicked. I'm slow, but I get there. Yours is actually the owl. Yours, Miranda, is the white fox. It's the Arctic fox. So I like that one because that one's not only about magic as a foot, but it's a white animal and white is usually spirit. So that takes you up. So when I'm talking to you guys about this, there are four animals in your spirit animal totem, in your totem pole. And you have your spirit animal, the animal you would turn into if you were an animal, power animal, where you derive your power from, your guide, the animal that guides you in your life, and then the animal energy. And that one is the one that changes from time to time to help you through whatever phase of life you're going through. So the ones I'm giving you right now are your spirit animals, the ones you would turn into if you were animal. So your owl and your fox, which is magic is afoot. And then Sarah, you're a very interesting one because a lot of people would look at this one and go, really? But this is a deep one. And this is the vulture. And the vulture is about taking all that stuff that we don't need and helping people get rid of it so that you can continue on our path in a clean way, right? Because the vulture is carrion. And so it picks away at the surface stuff. And it's actually part of the condor family. And in South America, that's one of the highest medicines you can get. So the condor goes deep, deep, deep into the subconscious mind. But the vulture is the one that kind of picks away at the surface stuff, right? It's like, okay, so what's going on in your day today? What's useful? What's not useful? How do we move forward? Let's get rid of the stuff we don't need. So that's actually a really, really nice one to have. But it's funny. It's like some people will get worm and they're like, worm? And like, yeah, you don't understand. Look at what the worm does for the earth, right?
Yeah.
You want worms in your garden. They help grow. They help to give things. So every animal has its most beautiful thing. Mine is actually the snake. And the snake helps people release their burdens, see new perspectives, shed the old skin to step into the new, right? And the universe gives us clues through our spirit animals and through different symbols in our lives to help us know what we're meant to do in this world, right? Like for me, the rainbow obsidian is my stone. It's about cleansing, clearing, resolving, removing, right? My tree is the willow, which is grief and transition. So all of these things, when you put those symbols together, goes, oh, okay, look, here's a picture of who, there's your blueprint. Right? This is why I do what's called the Tree of Life reading. This is something where people can come in and they can actually see all their different symbols with me. And it gives them a really good idea as to where their path is going, what their life means and what their purpose is.
That is so cool.
Very, very cool.
Angel, since it's Halloween, since the veil is at its thinnest, actually, we were talking about this off the air. Do you want to tell people and share with everyone listening at home what you were saying about the veil being at its thinnest ever?
Yeah. So that's a really cool segue into what I was just talking about, Tree of Life. We go through evolutions as humanity, as society, and we don't realize that everything we go through, including the pandemic, is something that helps us grow in one way or another. And we've just gone through this incredible evolution, which is not to sound new agey, but we've gone from the tree of knowledge, which is a very masculine energy, into the tree of life. And the tree of life is all about balance. So now what's coming to the forefront is intuition and spirituality and the feminine divine and that balance between feminine and masculine. And what happens is every year the veil grows thin, but right now, this year, because of this evolution and the things that are happening on so many different levels, the veil is actually thinnest it's ever been, even in history. And this is a really cool time to build a little ancestor altar, right? This is something that's very Spanish, very Mexican, where you put an altar and you put the people that you love who have crossed over.
Like in the movie Coco.
That's, yeah, exactly. Coco is a perfect example of that. The other thing people can do to actually celebrate this time too, and they do this for Fiesta de la Muerte or the Day of the Dead, is do a dumb supper. This is something they used to do in the Celtic traditions. I know all about different cultures, so I love this kind of stuff. And the dumb dinner is when you have a silent dinner. And the thing is, in our family, there is no such thing as silent. So we do away with that part. But what we do is we have a table and we put a candle in the middle of the table. On one side, we set it for the living. And on the other side, we set plates for those we call in who have passed over. Okay. Usually it's within the year, but for us in our house, we call in people that we love or animals. Okay. We light the candle and then we say, hey, you know what? These are the people we want to have come in. And we put their favorite foods or favorite items on the plate on the side of those who are dead. And then we talked to them and we were just with them for the night. And then we released them and we thanked them at the end of the night. And it's beautiful because you can feel their presence, right? I have had people at my table living who have been incredibly skeptical. And by the end of the night, they're in tears and you can see that their hearts are opened and grateful for that opportunity to have connected.
Oh boy. That's like intense, but that sounds super, super
cool. It's so much fun to do with a family, especially with the kids and that. Like it's just such a neat thing to be able to teach kids that they can connect.
So would you do that at any time or is there a specific time of year?
You know what? We've done it at Christmas, but I think my favorite time of the year to do it is either on Halloween or the Day of the Dead, which is the 1st or 2nd of November. That's actually the most appropriate time to be doing it. But again, I know people who do it at Christmas time. It's something that whatever feels right.
We are talking Halloween. We're talking about spirits. I was going to say ghosts and goblins. There's no goblins, but we're talking about ghosts and some other fun stuff. It is the timeout edition. It's our timeout Halloween edition. So don't go anywhere because we will be back with more right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. This is The Parenting Show.
Back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It is Halloween and you are tuned into The Parenting Show Timeout Edition right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. It is me and my special guest co-host Miranda Malasani and Sarah Blackwood with our very special Halloween guest, Miss Angel Morgan, psychic and animal communicator. Angel, we've talked about quite a bit on the show today, and we know everyone shared stories, Miranda, Sarah, myself, but you communicate with the dead.
Yes.
And with it being Halloween, I don't know, Miranda, Sarah, do you guys wonder if there are any messages from us, from those that have passed on?
Oh yeah, bring me, I love the messages. Any messages I'm game for sure.
Sarah, okay. You down?
Yes, I am so down.
Right. Yeah, I feel that hesitation. You're like, yes. Okay.
Do you have anything for us?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. So the way it works for me is it's constantly moving. It's a matter of discretion and discernment. It's whether or not I say it. So the messages are always there. I'm actually going to start with Miranda. Earlier before we even started, we were talking with your dog who actually had a little cone and, you know, talking about how he was feeling right now. I have to ask you, did you grow up? I keep seeing a cat around you and I keep seeing another dog around you. Did you have a cat at some point?
Yeah, I had dad has a lot of cats right now, but I did have a cat growing up, a couple cats here and there.
Yeah. One of the two cats, the Butch, the boy, the tomcat, the ones like a tomcat coming through for you. Just wanted to acknowledge, hey mom, I'm here. And then I feel like there's another dog. And I feel like that dog is sitting there, but that's actually a spirit animal. That's actually not a dog you've had. And I feel like that dog is guiding you. So your guide position, just so you know, is wolf. Okay. So whenever you see, again, an Arctic wolf, a gray wolf, just know that you're on the right track the way you think. Okay. And there's a dog standing behind you and they're showing you that the dog, the canine, will always show you the way. Okay. So just always look for the wolf. So Sarah, a little more, it's interesting how it shifts from person to person, because with Miranda, it's all about this whole thing for her the whole time has been about animals, right? And I find that's really cool, animals and how they connect to her spirit animals. Sarah's more practical. And for you, there's practical messages. And it's so funny because every time I tap into you, and I know that, you know, the anniversary of your mom is coming up. So there is a sadness that lies in your heart right now. Do you have a sister and a brother, or a brother and sister?
I have a brother and a sister. Yeah.
Okay. Is your brother married?
Yes.
No, that's just, yeah. And you're okay. So your brother and your sister, because I saw a female with your brother.
Yeah. That's my sister-in-law.
Yeah. Your brother has a really cool relationship with her. And I feel like those two are like they're little kids is what they are. It's funny that they're showing me that, because I feel like you guys are a really good family and sometimes you miss that. Like, it's so funny. You're a very strong person. And I feel like there are times when you actually long for the past, not just with your mom. It's like you long for, you know, that time when you guys can hang together and do that kind of stuff together. And you're just to know in the messages is those times are coming again. Okay. And I want to cry when I say that. Like, I really want to cry because family is everything to you. What is your astrological sign?
I am a Libra.
Oh, you are. I should have said that. Darn it. Because you're a very typical Libra. You're very strong. Males are females. Male Libras are females and females are males. And so you're a very, very strong Libra, but you're unconditional love. You're all about family. So no matter what your facade is out here or whatever your strengths are here, inside, it's always, I just want to be with my family. I just want to be with my, that's Libra. I live with the Libra. And you guys are the most beautiful creatures, especially for Geminis like myself. You're very grounding for us. One of the things too is I feel like right now, there's a part of you that's not bored so much as what is next. I understand what you're going through now, because this year has been really hard on Libras, Geminis, and Capricorns. So just understand that there is this openness that's coming in November and you're going to get a chance to rest. Okay. But the biggest message for you is family time is coming. You're going to nurture these relationships and they're going to come back together and you're going to get that time again. Okay.
Well, that's a beautiful message.
Yeah, it is really. And she really needs to hear that, because there's a lot going on around that sentimentality. And again, you know, when we have the anniversary of an ancestor, that can bring that stuff up. But the ancestor anniversary is also in October, also when the veil is really, really thin. So it's going to heighten everything for the Libra, who, by the way, is the most psychic on the astrological scale. And also the biggest skeptic. Because they're so psychic and because they're about balance and staying in balance, the logical with the spiritual, they are the most skeptical on the scale too. So that's why I should have just went, oh, you're a Libra. Pina, who's all excited. I can almost feel you. You're sort of like, oh, what are you going to say? We've read together before.
Yes.
And I've always loved your energy. It's goddess energy. Right. And for you, it's about embracing that goddess energy more and expanding your voice, expansion. In December, you're going to have around the solstice, you're going to have inspiration. Write it down. They're also saying, write a book. And what's interesting is I just noticed on your Instagram, you've actually written a book before, haven't you?
Yeah. And the second one's there's coming another, in December.
Yeah. There's another coming. Yes. There's another coming. So, okay. So I saw that. So I see you writing, just keep writing. That's actually going to be, because there are more coming after the second. Okay. But I see the second one coming, but I'm seeing at least four books. Also expand that. Don't stay national. Okay. Your thing too is start reaching out more. Don't be afraid to establish yourself. Just, you know, your community is so big. You have a universal voice. Okay. That's going to be really important. I hear, do you have a dog?
No.
Okay. There's one coming.
Okay.
There's one coming. Okay.
Okay.
What do you have?
I don't have any pets right now, but I'm very close to two goldens.
No, that's not what I'm seeing for you. I'm not seeing a golden for you. I'm seeing something a little smaller, but there is a dog coming for you. It will be black and white. I can't see exactly when you're getting it, but you will be getting a dog. You need it. You need, when the animal comes, just say yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Well, that is it for us. Unfortunately, I could do this for like ever.
Yeah, let's talk some more after the show.
I know we're going to have an extended version. Angel, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you if they want to connect?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. You can find me at raisingenergy.com or you can find me on Instagram at raisingenergy.
Amazing. And for those of you guys listening at home, go check her out. Check out Miranda Melisani. Check out Sarah Blackwood. And happy Halloween. Have a safe an incredible one. We will catch you guys all next week right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto, 8 o'clock for the Parenting Show.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.